I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. KRWG continues our conversations with local candidates running for New Mexico's House of Representatives. This week, we hear from Rudolfo Rudy Martinez, the Democratic state representative in District 39. He shared with Anthony Moreno why he is seeking re-election.
Representative Martinez, thanks for joining us. I'd like to start off if you could give our listeners an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. Could you share with us a brief bio of yourself?
Sure. Well, native New Mexican. I was born in a town that doesn't exist anymore, Santa Rita, New Mexico. Was eaten up by the mines. Grew up close to Hurley, New Mexico, which is about 10 miles from Santa Rita. Went to school there. Went to Cobra High School. Worked for a short time, then I joined the military. I served 4 years in the Air Force, and I took my summer vacation to Vietnam. So, and then after that, I came home, worked construction for a while. Then I was employed by Kennecott, and that's when I started attending classes at Western New Mexico, received my Bachelor of Science degree in business, was looking for a job elsewhere, and the opportunity came up to serve an electrical apprenticeship, which I did. And I stayed with the mine for a total of 33 and a half years, retired as a senior planner. So, and then after that, I went to work for a healthcare organization as their facilities manager for a 200-bed nursing facility. But in the end, I ended up forming a small company and continued providing that service to that facility. And, in the meantime, I started serving on the city council for the city of Bayard. I served 2 terms there as counselor, 2 terms as mayor. And while I was mayor, I was elected to the county commission. So in 2007, I was appointed to the legislature by then Governor Richardson. We had lost our representative, so that's when I went in the legislature, served for 7 years. And as I say, I took a 2-year sabbatical. I lost my race and then ran again, and I'm currently serving again as representative for House District 39, which encompasses a portion of Grant County, a small portion of Sierra County, and a portion of Doñana County.
Could you share with us why you are seeking re-election?
One of the main reasons I'm seeking re-election is, as I say, unfinished business. There's a few pieces of legislation that I was carrying and, of course, didn't make it through vetoes or committee, didn't get through the committee. So I'd like to follow up on that. And there's one in particular that did make it through, signed by the governor. It's called the Caregiver Affidavit. It allows mostly grandparents raising their grandkids and great-grandkids the ability to enroll them in school and also enroll them in some type of medical service so they can be provided with their needs.
What do you feel are the most pressing issues in your district and even in the state of New Mexico?
As a whole, for the state of New Mexico is the ability to increase our revenues and stabilize the revenues. You know, we depend mainly on gas and oil. You know, they're doing great right now. So our revenues are significantly higher than they have been in the past few years. But then as that industry, along with mining industry, you see the ups and downs, and certainly would like to find some kind of mechanism to maybe stabilize our economy, make our economy grow. There's issues such as the alternative energy, solar, wind. Those type of issues certainly provide some economic growth for New Mexico. More on the sale of electricity to other states, mainly California. But there's other things that we need to look at. We need to be able to have a labor force that is ready to go to work. We've seen a decrease in the ability of even universities or even at the high school level providing true vocational training for young kids going through high school. And if they're not ready to go into college courses, they should have an opportunity to go into a vocational training program that's going to give them a skill and be ready to go to work for any industry that might come into the state.
How do you think you can address those problems?
One of the things is, as we have seen, there was a lawsuit filed a number of years ago, and a judge finally made a determination that we were not providing sufficient funding to the public education, especially the young children. That's one of the things that's been one of my priorities, is making sure that we provide the necessary tools.
Representative Martinez, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You can listen to a more in-depth interview with Representative Rudolfo Rudy Martinez at KRWG.org. KRWG has invited Mr. Martinez's opponent, Republican Lee Cotter, to join us for an interview. Mr. Cotter informed KRWG by phone that he was not available for an interview at this time.